Today we are starting an 8-week series on the book of Galatians. Now, Galatians is crucial for us today because it serves as a phenomenal reminder to hold fast to the true gospel of grace through faith in Jesus Christ. We live in a world where false teachings and philosophies distort and dilute the core message of Christianity. And Paul's letter urges us to remain vigilant and discerning. It emphasizes that salvation is not something we can earn through our own efforts, nor is it something we can lose by breaking the law. Instead, it is a gift of God's grace. Galatians challenges us to live in the freedom that Christ offers, resisting the temptation to conform to popular but misleading doctrines and staying rooted in the truth of the gospel. While Galatians emphasizes that salvation is by grace through faith and not by adherence to Mosaic law, the law still holds importance for believers. In Galatians 3, Paul explains that the law served as a guardian until Christ came, showing us our need for a Savior and guiding us to righteous living. For those already saved, the law continues to matter because it reflects God's character and His desire for how we should live. It provides moral guidance and it helps us understand what it means to live a life that honors God. We are not justified by the law. It continues to be valuable as a tool for sanctification. It helps us grow in holiness. In light of Galatians, the law's purpose shifts from being a means of earning righteousness to being a way of expressing the righteousness we've received through Christ. It reminds us that our freedom in Christ is not a license to sin, but instead it is a call to live out love and holiness that the law upholds. And we do this empowered by the Holy Spirit. As we begin our journey through Paul's epistle to the Galatians, we need to understand the depth of urgency and passion that drives Paul's words. He starts this letter not with the usual warmth, but with a sense of shock and alarm. He is, to put it mildly, astonished that the Galatians have so quickly turned away from the true gospel he preached to them, turning instead to what he calls a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. I think Paul was afraid for his people. They were making decisions and they were choosing things that were changing their priorities and removing their focus on Christ. So listen as I read, or read along with me in Galatians 1, verses 1 through 10. Paul, an apostle, sent not from men nor by a man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers and sisters with me, to the churches in Galatia. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I am astonished that you were so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we, or an angel of heaven, should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let them be under God's curse. As we have already said, so now I say it again. If anyone is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let them be under God's curse. Am I now trying to win the approval of all human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Paul begins his letter with a clear assertion of his apostolic authority, emphasizing that he received his authority from Jesus Christ and God the Father. This is important because the Galatians were being misled by teachers who questioned Paul's authority and sought to impose their own version of the gospel, one that insisted on the observance of Mosaic law for people who come to faith in Christ. In the opening verses, Paul combines grace and peace in his greetings. Grace represents God's unmerited favor, the foundation of salvation through Christ. Peace signifies the reconciliation between God and humanity that comes from grace. Paul isn't just giving a greeting. He's reminding them of the core of the gospel he preached. But the tone of his letter quickly shifts. Paul expresses his shock at how quickly the Galatians have deserted the true gospel for a distorted one. This is not a minor issue for Paul, nor should it be for any of us. But Paul sees it as a betrayal of the very essence of their faith. The different gospel that Paul refers to is not simply an alternative interpretation, but a fundamental perversion of the message of salvation by grace through faith. Paul's use of strong language, including pronouncing a curse on anyone who preaches a gospel contrary to the one he delivered, underscores the gravity of the situation. He wants the Galatians to understand that the stakes are high, and what is at risk is nothing less than their freedom in Christ. The urgency of Paul's message in Galatians 1:1-10 is rooted in his concern for the purity of the gospel. The gospel doesn't change. It can't be adapted to suit different audiences or cultural context. It is the unchanging truth of God's redemptive work through Jesus Christ. Any attempt to alter it, even slightly, is a serious offense against God that leads believers away from the grace of Christ back into bondage under the law. Paul's strong stance here is not about defending his own reputation, but about safeguarding the spiritual well-being of the Galatians and preserving the integrity of the gospel message. This passage raises important questions for us today. In our own lives and communities, do we guard the true gospel of our Lord, or do we maintain a legalistic stance? Do we stress grace, or do we stress law? In a world where so many voices are competing for our attention, how do we discern the true gospel from the distortions? The pressures to conform to cultural norms or to adapt the gospel to make it more palatable are as real today as they were in Paul's times. We cannot compromise the truth of the gospel for the sake of acceptance or for convenience. We cannot compromise the truth of the gospel to fit in or keep our friends. Today's landscape is filled with various teachings that stray significantly from the true gospel that Paul so passionately defended in his letter to the Galatians. One such teaching is the prosperity gospel, which asserts that faith in God will inevitably lead to material wealth and physical well-being. This contrasts sharply with Paul's gospel, which centers on salvation through faith in Christ and the transformative grace that frees us from the law and from worldly pursuits. Paul himself is proof that the prosperity gospel is a lie. Paul emphasized that our relationship with God is not transactional. It's not about what we can get from God, but about receiving the unmerited gift of grace through Christ's sacrifice. Another widespread belief that we hear today is that we should follow our hearts as a guiding principle for our lives. While this advice sounds harmless and even empowering, it stands in stark opposition to the gospel Paul preached. Scripture teaches that the human heart is deceitful and in need of renewal through Christ. Paul's gospel calls for a surrender of our will to God's will, acknowledging that our hearts need to be transformed by the Holy Spirit, not trusted to lead us independently. Following our hearts without guidance, without the guidance of God's Word, often leads us away from His truth and into self-centered living, where our wants and desires are more important to us than God. The belief that everyone goes to heaven is another false teaching that has gained traction in today's world. It suggests that God's love is so all-encompassing that there are no consequences for rejecting Christ. However, Paul's message is clear. Salvation is a gift of grace received through faith in Jesus Christ, and not everyone will choose this path. Paul warned that those who turn to a different faith or reject the truth of Christ are placing themselves outside of the salvation that God offers. The idea of universal salvation undermines the urgency of the gospel and the necessity of faith in Christ alone for eternal life. Today we see people, even Christians, celebrating things that God hates, such as sin and immorality. This is another area where modern teachings clash with the gospel Paul taught. In today's world, there's often pressure to embrace and celebrate behaviors and lifestyles that Scripture clearly defines as sinful. Paul's gospel message, though, calls people to live in the freedom of Christ, which includes turning away from sin and living a life that honors God. Not because we have to for salvation, but because of salvation, we want to turn away from sin. Paul understood that grace is not a license to sin, but a call to holiness, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Celebrating sin is a direct contradiction of the gospel's call to repentance and transformation. And finally, an idea that is prevalent in some circles today is that hell is figurative, not literal. Now, this, of course, represents a significant departure from biblical teaching. While some modern perspectives downplay the existence of hell or reinterpret it as symbolic, Paul and the early church were clear about the reality of eternal separation from God for those who reject the gospel. The seriousness with which Paul addressed false teachings in Galatians reflects his deep concern for the eternal destiny of his readers. Paul's gospel is one of grace and love, but it is also one of truth and accountability. Denying the reality of hell diminishes the gravity of the gospel and the sacrifice that Christ made to save us from it. Modern culture often presents a version of Christianity that is more about self-help than about surrender to Christ. Messages that promise prosperity or emphasize personal wants and achievements over God's grace are tempting because they appeal to our human desires for control and success. But these messages are essentially no different from the false teachings Paul was combating in Galatia. They lead us away from the truth that salvation is a gift of grace, not something we can earn or manipulate. There are many examples in history where the church has had to stand firm in the truth despite opposition. During the Protestant Reformation, figures like Martin Luther challenged the prevailing teachings of the church, which had drifted into a works-based understanding of salvation. Luther's stand for the doctrine of justification by faith alone echoes Paul's defense of the gospel in Galatians. It was a stand that was met with significant opposition, yet it was necessary to preserve the truth of the gospel. We must, despite immense pressure from peers and superiors, refuse to compromise on the core teachings of our faith. Our commitment to the truth will not always be popular, and it will often put us at odds with those around us. But we must understand, as Paul did, that the gospel is not something to be molded to fit our desires. It is the truth that we must conform to, even when it's difficult. As followers of Christ, we are called to hold fast to the true gospel, to resist the temptation to dilute or distort it for the sake of acceptance. This requires discernment and a deep grounding in the scriptures, as well as the courage to stand firm when others oppose us. It means understanding that the gospel is not just a set of beliefs, but a way of life that shapes our actions and our relationships and our view of the world. Paul's letter to the Galatians is a reminder that the gospel is worth defending. It's not just a message among many, but the very power of God for salvation. As we continue to look at this letter, let's think of the ways that we might be tempted to compromise the gospel in our own lives. Let's commit to being or becoming vigilant in our faith, discerning in our understanding, and courageous in our witness. Let's pray for the strength to stand firm in the true gospel of Christ. May we have the wisdom to discern truth from falsehood, the courage to resist the pressures to conform, and the grace to live out the gospel in all that we do. Bow your heads with me, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of the gospel, for the grace that you have poured out upon us through your Son, Jesus Christ. We confess that at times we are tempted to stray, to seek after teachings that are easier or more comfortable. But we ask for your strength to remain true to your word. Help us discern your truth in a world filled with competing voices. Help fill us with your Holy Spirit that we might live out the gospel with integrity and courage, standing firm in the freedom that Christ has won for us. May we be faithful witnesses to your grace, not only in what we say, but in how we live. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.